Hi, I'm Phil Nee with a look at WRCO Sports. Tomorrow, Richland Center will open up its softball season with a home game against Waseca Steuben. It appears everything is a go, unless it does rain a little bit in the meantime, but the Diamonds should be ready to go as the Hornets begin their inaugural game for the upcoming 2026 season. Richland Center baseball team continues its workouts this year. As far as the game is concerned, the first one will be in Kentucky next week. Here is Richland Center baseball coach Ryan Lemke.
We have a couple four-year varsity guys in the program now, led by Brady Dosh. Abraham Bosworth's been around for 3 years in the varsity level. Braden Argle is a catcher. He's going to step up in that starting catcher role every day. He was only our starting catcher last year when McDonald was pitching, but a lot of good core leadership guys coming back, and a lot of returning sophomores and juniors to the varsity lineup. So that's gonna be huge for them, that they were able to take their lumps as freshmen and sophomores, and now they're gonna be able to hopefully roll on the varsity level this year. So super excited for this group of kids.
How do you maintain pitching when you go to your trip next week? Do you have a pitch count, or what's the goal there?
Yeah, we do have a pitch count. We have the WIA pitch count, but it's all about building them up. So this week is all about scheduling bullpens on the right day. For example, our day one starter next Tuesday will throw a bullpen tomorrow, a week, and he'll have 6 days off and kind of gear up as we kind of build up pitch counts during those bullpens, and we'll keep that recipe going for the rest of the week. But also, when we're down there, to not overdo it with guys, right? Those games are great. It's awesome to get wins and when you go on these trips, but ultimately it's what matters when you come back to Wisconsin, and our arms are in good shape and we're healthy and we're ready to continue to pound the strike zone, and that's what we need to do. We have those games next week in Kentucky, and then the Monday after spring break, we play Mauston up at their place, and then that Friday, Valley comes to town. So it's go time almost immediately, and all about the Kentucky trip's all about getting ready for that next Friday game, and conference play opens up.
Richland Center baseball coach Ryan Lemke. There's a big contingent heading toward the Youth State Wrestling Tournament this weekend. Dan Makovic represents Richland Center Youth Wrestling.
We have Austin Ewing, Aiden Ewing, Miles Ewing, Cullen Kataravic, Landon Kiaski, Emmerich Coleman, Cashton Larson, Killian Makovic, Rayla Ronfelt, Easton Rulin, Ryken Salazar, Sebastian Schmidt, and they all place first, second, or third. And another one from the Richland Center, the other thing about the Richland Center Wrestling Club is we had four alternates this year. So they placed fourth place, Leanne Schmidt, Evan Haiti, and Leanne Crook. And Braden Aide also placed fourth at the tournament.
Well, you'll be well represented this weekend at the Alliant, won't you?
We're going to be busy, and that's one of the good things is we have plenty of coaches, and it's fun because if you're sitting there for one or two kids, it becomes a long day, but it's really fun underneath the tunnel. There are all these kids running around, and then they see their buddy or their teammate get called, and they go sprinting upstairs, and they get to the section, even if it's across the arena, just to go down in the picture area, so they're in the front two rows cheering their teammates on.
For these kids, it's a big weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, the smiles on their faces, even after a loss. I know a couple kids last year, they're not used to the atmosphere of it being, if you lose two, you're done. They're used to round robins where, okay, I lost two matches, I still might have a third or a fourth because of pairings. But here, it's different. They're going to have, two losses and you're completely out. And they're always begging for another match. And that just lets you know, number one, you did it right as a program because they're still excited about wrestling. And number two, that kid enjoys the sport and still wants to have another competition.
You're done this weekend, but then there are some kids that are going to be doing some other styles of wrestling, right?
Yeah, there's freestyle and Greco that's starting. There's kids who can stay in our wrestling club and go ahead and participate in that stuff. We have multiple clubs in the area that support that as well. I don't want to mention any of them because I'll forget some, and I don't want to forget any of these great local clubs that support the wrestlers in this area.
Dan Makovic representing Richland Center Youth Wrestling. Good luck to all the area wrestlers that are headed toward youth state. Lucky Strikers bowling scores from last night. Philback Ford, 24-96. GJ's Service, 24-30. Napa Auto and Truck Parts, 23-94. High Game Honors, Philback Ford, 887. The Shed, 859. GJ's Service, 855. Top Series, Nicole Montier with a 599, Eulalia Pauls and Sheila Povemacher, each with a 516. Tammy Schwingel and Tanya Maley with 505s. Top Game, Tanya Maley with a 223, Nicole Montier with a 212, Kaylee Wolf, 205. Lots of split pickups. Kelsey Faber, a 278. Elaine Hansen, a 310. Diana Mitchek, a 36710. Sherry Muller, a 510. Sheila Povemacher, a 310. And a 27. Tammy Schwingel, a 310. And Melissa Smith, a 79 in Lucky Strikers Bowling. The Brewers have boosted their bullpen depth by acquiring right-handed pitcher Jake Woodford from the Tampa Bay Rays for minor league right-hander Casey Hunt. Milwaukee made room for Woodford on its 40-man roster by transferring outfielder Akil Badu to the 60-day injured list. The 29-year-old Woodford spent last season with the Diamondbacks and went 0-4 with a 6.44 ERA in 23 relief appearances. He struck out 23 batters in 36 and a third innings. He owns a 10-17 career record. GM Matt Arnold talked about making the pickup right before the season.
Guy we faced, obviously, with St. Louis. We have some history with him. And, you know, he's an interesting arm that can play, you know, a valuable role in a number of different spots in our bullpen or potentially even at the front of games. So, again, just at the point where we wanted to add some depth. And he's right-handed. And I think we're obviously a little more skewed to the left-hand side. So we feel like he's a really good fit for us.
The Brewers went out and won the game last night. That didn't matter, but they closed out spring training in a good role, sweeping two games from their National League division rival Cincinnati Reds. Wednesday's score at American Family Field was 4-1. Milwaukee held the Reds' offense to just two runs on a dozen hits in two games. Jake Bowers had the big day as the exhibition games were wrapped up. Bowers went 2-for-4 with his seventh home run of the spring. Now it's time to play for real. Jacob Mizorowski gets the ball to start tomorrow's game. He talked about that opportunity.
Every outing it's not, hey, I'm gonna go out here and try these things. That's what bullpens are for, catch plays for. For me, it's just, hey, go out there and just compete. Try to get as many outs as possible and then just pitch until they take the ball away from me. That's how I've gone about each start so far, and that's what I'm gonna continue to keep doing.
The Bucks are accused of tanking. The NBA Players Association rebuked the franchise Tuesday for holding Giannis Antetokounmpo out of the lineup when he says he wants to play. Milwaukee has lost 11 of its last 14 games. The union says keeping Giannis on the sidelines is damaging the league's integrity. ESPN reports the NBAPA is citing the league's anti-tanking rules, and it maintains the player is healthy and ready to play. Last night in the NBA, Charlotte over Sacramento, 134-90. New York, 121. New Orleans, 116. Cleveland, 136. Orlando, 131. Denver, 125. Phoenix, 123. Badgers spring practice continues. Offensive coordinator Jeff Grimes yesterday commented on the Badgers' previous season, which was disappointing.
Certainly frustrating. Disappointing, you know. I mean, I want the people of Wisconsin to feel proud of their football team. I want them to resonate with who we are and how we play offense and how we win games.
The Badgers continue their spring training with a spring game coming up soon. And a new rule in front of the NFL Competition Committee could benefit Packers and star edge rusher Micah Parsons. The rule would change how players on the PUP list are handled. Parsons is coming off a torn ACL, and as it stands now, he will either start the season on the 53-man roster or will be placed on the physically unable to perform list. If he's on the roster, he'll count against the 53-player limit, even though he won't be able to take the field until week 3. The change would let him start practicing 2 weeks earlier if he's on the PUP list. I am Phil Nee with an update on sports.